Welcome to another edition of the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's Rhythms and Views. I'm your host, Carl Topolo, conductor of the Cleveland Pops Orchestra. I'll be with you each Saturday now at this time on WCLV 95.5 for a half hour of your favorite music of Broadway, Hollywood, light classics, and jazz. This week's show is brought to you by your Cleveland Pops Orchestra. At the end of today's program, we'll be giving away tickets to an upcoming Cleveland Pops concert at Severance Hall, so stay tuned. I'm delighted to report that the Cleveland Pops performed in front of a large and appreciative audience last Saturday night for its Kane Park debut concert. Tonight's show features music from the Pops' first CD, entitled Music to Grow On. Let's start with the first track on the CD, a medley from Mary Poppins. Thank you. You've heard the Cleveland Pops Orchestra, conducted by Carl Topolow, in highlights from Mary Poppins. This selection can be heard on the Pops Orchestra's first CD, entitled Music to Grow On. The Cleveland Pops is thrilled to be back for a full season at Severance Hall, starting on Friday, September 8th at 8 p.m. The concert will mark the triumphant return of Margot Watson, Douglas Webster, and Greg Bush in selections from Broadway. These wonderful singers thrilled our audiences in previous seasons with their great artistry. Let's take a short detour from our CD to present a selection featuring Greg M. Bush, one of our vocalists for our September 8th program. He's heard here singing Surrey with the Fringe on Top from Oklahoma by Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the Surrey. When I take you out in the Surrey with a fringe on top. Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when I drive them high-stepping strutters. Nosy pokes will peek through the shutters and their eyes will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown. Dashboard's genuine leather. With eyes and glass curtains you can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights are winking and making. Ain't no finer rig I'm thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I care to swap her that shiny little Surrey with a fringe on the
Greg M. Bush just sang Surrey with the Fringe on Top from Oklahoma. He's one of our splendid guest artists for the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's September 8th opening concert at Severance Hall. Let's take a short break. Let's go back to the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's CD, which was made possible through a generous grant from Quality Communities Partnership. I am both clarinetist and conductor for Summertime from Porgy and Bess, music by George Gershwin. That was yours truly, Carl Topolow, as clarinetist and conductor with the Cleveland Pops Orchestra in Summertime from Porgy and Bess, by George Gershwin. This selection will be also on our program tonight in the Town Square of Worcester, Ohio. This concert, sponsored by First Merit Bank, begins at 7:30. So if you're in the area, come on over and enjoy the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's concert Under the Stars. Our CD, which is largely devoted to music for children of all ages, features the first recording of a wonderful piece by composer and trumpeter Anthony Plogue. Tony is a dear friend who has performed with me with the Summit Brass, and I've had the occasion to perform many of his works. Aesop's Fables was originally written for French horn, piano, and narrator, and I was so impressed with the work that I asked Tony if I could write a transcription for orchestra. So here is one of the five movements from Aesop's Fables, written by Anthony Plogue and transcribed and conducted by Carl Topolo with the Cleveland Pops Orchestra. The narrator is Wayne Turney. Let's listen to The Mouse and the Lion.
The Mouse and the Lion. One day, a great big lion was sleeping in the jungle. In the middle of a nice dream, he was awakened by something small that was scampering all around him. Down went his paw. And when he opened it, he found he had captured a tiny little mouse. "Please, Mr. Lion," begged the mouse. "Please don't eat me." "Why not?" said the lion. "Well, if you don't eat me," said the mouse, thinking quickly, "I will be able to help you someday and perhaps even save your life." How can a small mouse help save a giant beast like myself, thought the lion. But the mouse seemed so terrified of the lion that he let him go anyway. The next day, the same majestic lion was making his way through the jungle, admiring the view. All of a sudden, he was lifted straight into the air. He had walked right into a hunter's net. For miles around, the animals shuddered when they heard his thunderous roar. Well, actually, all of the animals except one. For when the mouse heard the mighty roars, he ran to where the lion was and climbed onto the net. "Now, I can help you, Mr. Lion," said the mouse, and he chewed the hunter's net. With one final bite, the lion slipped through and was free. "Well, Mr. Mouse," said the lion, "you sure kept your word. Won't you please join me now as I go on my walk?" And with that, they set out together on that bright, beautiful day. Which proves that an act of kindness, no matter how small, is never wasted.
That was The Mouse and the Lion, written by Anthony Plogue, narrated by Wayne Turney, and transcribed and conducted by Carl Topolo with the Cleveland Pops Orchestra. We'll be back after a short pause. One of the real gems of American musical theater is the show The King and I by Rodgers and Hammerstein. This great show featured the brilliant Yul Brynner, who also starred in the movie. As we play The March of the Siamese Children, which is also from our CD, we're going to give away two free tickets to the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's opening concert at Severance Hall. All you have to do is name the woman who played Anna opposite Yul Brynner in The King and I. Call 1-800-343-WCLV. That's 1-800-343-9258. The March of the Siamese Children by Rodgers and Hammerstein was just heard on WCLV 95.5. Yours truly, Carl Topolo, conducted the Cleveland Pops Orchestra. This selection, along with several others on tonight's show, was taken from the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's new CD, Music to Grow On. You may purchase this CD at any Cleveland Pops Orchestra concert or by calling 216-765-7677. Congratulations to our winner, who correctly identified Deborah Carr as the woman who played Anna opposite Yul Brynner in the movie version of The King and I. You've won two tickets to the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's opening Severance Hall concert on Friday, September 8th. Tune in next week, same time, same place, for the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's Rhythms and Views. This is your host, Carl Topolo, suggesting you take time from your busy week to stop and listen to the music.